Notes from the North Mountain is found in this issue of the Maharshi, September-October 2024, and is published by Arunachala Ashrama. For devotees of Sri Ramana Maharshi, a visit to the holy hill of Arunachala and Sri Ramanashramam is a divine inspiring experience. How can it be otherwise? When one steps into that sacred environment, Sri Bhagawan's presence is so palpable that one is certain that his continuing guidance is always there. And thankfully, the same is true for devotees who cannot themselves, for various reasons, undertake the journey to Arunachala. For example, when a devotee asked Sri Bhagawan if he ever intended to go to America, he replied, "America is just where India is, that is, in the plane of thought." It is no wonder then that Sri Bhagawan's devotees, wherever they may be, feel that by his grace, the constraints of time and space can be transcended, and that the ever-shining wisdom, kindness, and supreme love that manifested as the Jnana Guru at Arunachala can even now, in the midst of everyday life, be experienced and lived as the eternal radiance shining as I am I in the heart. As Sri Bhagawan kindly reminds us, mental contact is the best. This encouragement, given to us by the sage of Arunachala, allows devotees who are geographically distant from his shrine to be assured that his grace is always present, merely by thinking of him. Indeed, as he has sung when describing the glory of Arunachala, self-realization is possible for those who not only behold the holy hill, but also for those who contemplate it from afar. When asked by one devotee if proximity to the Guru was necessary, Sri Bhagawan replied, "Do you mean physical proximity? What is the good of it? The mind alone matters. The mind must be contacted. Satsang will make the mind sink into the heart. Such association is both mental and physical. The extremely visible being of the Guru pushes the mind inward. He is also in the heart of the seeker and so draws the latter's inward bent mind into the heart." In this manner, Sri Bhagavan assures us that wherever and whenever we think of him, his grace is available to the sincere seeker. He leads us on to the resting place of all, the heart. He reminds us that when we are absorbed into the self, the limitations of the individual personality are dropped by the wayside, and Sri Arunachala Shiva then blazes forth, swallowing up everything. "Dazzling sun that swallowest up all the universe in thy rays, open the lotus of my heart, I pray, O Arunachala." Such is the Guru's grace.